Overrated, underrated, properly. Come on, Susie. Hopman Show. Come on, Tubbsy. Live here on CCO. Here's the call. Different voice. 651-461-9226. Come on. Join the fun.
Join the fun.
Yeah. We are working on an orchestra from Australia to back up Dave Harrigan at the state fair.
I swear, I thought that was Dave Grohl. I could just...
We turned him down.
He should have screamed it.
We turned him down. Grohl met with me Saturday before the show, said I would love to be the lead. We said, get out of here. Harrigan is the lead. If you want to put one of those little instruments in the back, and he stormed away. Stormed away. That was the conflict that we had.
I understand.
Yep. Tubbsy, you have not played Overrated in a long time.
I have not, no.
Are you feeling it?
Look at
DeRusha coming in.
I'm a little nervous. Well, he's not even wearing the sunglasses. He's not wearing them on the eyes or up on the...
He's doing that too cool for school thing.
He's doing it on the forehead.
Early Overrated. First of all, if you're wearing your sunglasses inside and you don't have a... If you have an eye issue...
We're going to give you a pass.
We get it. But don't be walking around once you're inside with your sunglasses on. And then what's DeRusha doing? That you guys nailed it. They were just above his eyebrows. You want to? He's so busy.
Mm-hmm.
He's so busy. He's thinking of this show so much that he didn't have time to put them all the way up on the top of his head.
Jeez.
He just boom had to go right back.
It's like an elevator that gets stuck like halfway.
Yeah, I'm assuming he was looking at the 47 selfies you took outside CC already. That's my guess.
Okay, now that we badmouthed Jason.
Oh, here he comes in.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. What part is inaccurate?
You guys don't have enough content on this
you
show.
Gave us.
We need to just
boom.
Right there.
Boom. We react. That's fast. I mean, just boom right there.
You just spoke to us.
You notice he got rid of the glasses before
he
came in, too.
He didn't come in with the sunglasses.
You think I was going to wear those all day? Like, I'm coming in. You slide them up.
They weren't all the way up,
Yeah, you didn't slide them all the way up.
They were, like, right here.
I just got my hair cut, so I didn't want to mess up the new.
Oh. Okay.
Mr. TV guy.
Yeah. That's available to you on Instagram with a sponsor.
Get out of here, you bum.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, congratulations, Ray-Ban and Sport Clips.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, are you kidding me? Jason DeRusha's Sport Clips wouldn't turn his car around near Sports Clips. Get out of here. All right, Susan K., what do you got?
I'm going to go out on a limb today, and I'm going to really irritate you because I'm just going to say it. The game of golf is overrated. I played golf for the first time this year, and it stunk. It was hot. I couldn't hit it. I did get a couple of good putts. I got one nice chip. We did a scramble.
Yeah.
The Hazel Nelson Memorial Golf Tournament and Picnic.
Nice.
All the cousins, the aunties, the littles.
Yeah.
We get about 9 golf carts.
Yeah.
Everybody's driving.
Everybody's buzzing around.
We got a...
Is anybody behind you?
Five tee times. We take 5 tee times at Cleary Lake Regional Park. Little 9 hole. It's a nice little course.
Sounds like this run took 7 hours. I'm glad I wasn't in the group behind you.
The group in front of us had 7, and my cousin Chris was with us. He's like, they cannot all putt. One putt.
Yeah.
Because they were all, putting badly. So.
Zoo. I mean, Tubbsy, they don't care about protocol at all in this group.
And,
I'm going to get to golf later.
Are you?
Because I do have a couple notes. Golf mainly has been torture for me lately. But we had I saw something very unique this weekend that I will share. But it's a humiliating game. It can be great. Right now, it's been, I've been the nail and golf has been a hammer.
Okay.
Over.
Yes.
And over. And over. And over again. But a lot of fun this weekend. Okay.
Right.
Next.
Overrated.
Yeah.
The humidity. I don't like humidity.
You don't like? Do people out there enjoy humidity?
I don't know. That's a good question. Let's call. Ask to text in. Who likes humidity?
Well, now, again, on the record for a long time, I want, if my option is 94 and humid, or what we would say is comparable to 94 and humid, we get that 94 and humid 10 times a year? 15 times a year, would you say, in the summer?
Suck it up.
Okay. So what do we get? We get below zero in the – just in the – not quite to the teens, but that about 10, 15. So you're telling me if I can have 4 below and I've got 7 parkas on, just trying to get to the car. Or 94, and I got this T-shirt and shorts on. Give me the 94 every
really?
Time.
Okay.
Yeah, every time. I'd rather not have the humidity. But
you'll take it over the cold.
Or outside the cold thing, and I might die right here and get out of here with layers. Just wear a lot of layers. No.
All right. Can I do my last one?
Of course. No, you cannot. Yes, of course you can.
I'm going to say it's underrated.
Yeah.
Being a grandma. I did not think, I don't even like saying it. It feels weird. I'm a grandma.
Yeah.
Straight out of the gate. I have a baby in my house. Not my house.
I was going to say, did you kidnap this
child? No, he's 29 days old. Isaiah.
My lucky number.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to take care of him 2 days and visit a couple other days.
Okay, for like the entire day?
No, just 3 hours.
Okay. Well, that's the part you like, because 3 hours, everything's great. And then if it's bad, you just got the phone, go meltdown.
Gotta
meltdown.
Come home. Gotta come home.
Compared to when that was your own kids.
You had no choice.
You're stuck with it.
Yeah.
They don't. You can't take them back to the hospital.
I got a bad one.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the warranty policy?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So you're loving it.
I am. I really am. It's a weird feeling. You know, it's they're in the little crook of your arm, and they're tiny little fingers, and ooh, they're so tiny.
Yeah.
They're just like, dang, these are little people.
It's amazing.
It
right?
is. And then, like, in 1 year, they're going to be like... Yeah. The next thing you know, they're 16 and snotty, and their room's a mess.
I like the sound effects. What was that
what
sound
was
effect?
That noise?
What did I say?
Yeah. All excellent, by the way. We'll pause. We'll get to Tubbsy's, get to mine, and yours, by the way. Let's go on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. Let's get more. 651-461-9226. I missed it. I'm still crushed. I had a migraine. I had to leave. And it's one of my 10 favorite songs. Dave, please come back. Dave, I'll donate $2,000 to a charity of your choice. Give us an acoustic version of Everlong. Will you play the acoustic version of Everlong later, too, Chris?
Yeah, I can do that.
It's out there. Among the texts coming in, 651-461-9226, our Governor Wall started the weird description. I don't know if he did.
Nah.
I'm not convinced. When has Trump ever used self-deprecating humor? He used to all the time. When he just was playing kind of the goofy character when he was on with Howard Stern and Letterman, he used to. He will rarely. It's not often. Mm. But the other day, he was doing it again. I'm never voting for him. I think he's a narcissist. He's, what would he have, 7 billion people on the planet? He's about 7,500,000 for me. I don't have to hate him, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to not, I don't hate anybody who votes for him either. We get to disagree, and good luck to you. But he was speaking the other day, and he was looking at the big screen and goes, look at my comb over today. And I kind of thought, Donald, do more of that.
Yeah.
As opposed to you're the savior or as bizarro this weekend. Christians, vote for me one last time. And you're like, did we turn into theocracy right here? More of your text here for overrated, underrated, popular. The jingle is the best part of the show. I love the jingle. Mm-hmm. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. They did a survey and people like the word weird better than moist, so they went with it that way. Okay. I have a number of female friends of mine who find the word moist, Susie, repulsive. I'm going to see one of my friends soon.
Okay.
And I'm going to see, Marilee, that's you, if you're listening. She cringes and goes in the fetal position.
My wife hates it, too.
Yeah. Okay. Susie, moist, you're okay with that word? It doesn't bug you?
No, it's just a weird word.
Yeah.
It just brings up kind of strange connotations. Like, what is moist? A moist cloth.
Cake? What about a moist cake?
Moist cake? Yes. That's positive. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like it. I guess it feels icky.
Okay.
Okay.
What other words, 651-461-9226, when you hear them, do you cringe? Do you cringe? Text us. That can be part of the this segment also.
Okay.
More text. Greetings. It really cheers me up when I hear Susie.
Oh.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Tropical plants like humidity. Apparently, Susie hates all tropical plants. Susie Jones, way underrated.
Aww,
I agree. 1,000.
Come on.
Properly, the score for golfers who don't replace their divots or repair pitch marks. You are 100% right.
Oh, isn't that the worst?
I like a moist day. Maybe start playing Trump's courses. You can always win there. He always does. Yeah, Trump actually has some great courses.
Yeah.
Underrated Snoop Dogg at the Olympics so far. Great.
Yeah,
Snoop Dogg
that's been so funny.
He's been fantastic.
He's just everywhere.
He's been
and everywhere. He opens his jacket up and he's got the one of the athletes on there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was Simone. He had Simone on the shirt. He was with Tirico providing some analysis on the badminton the other day. It was hysterical. All right, Tubbsy, what do you got? 651-461-9226. More of overrated plus a word you hear and you just cringe. You find it repulsive, like some people feel that way with the word moist. What do you have, sir?
My wife loves these house flipping shows or like the House Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
One thing, I cannot stand the word entertain. Because every place they get, I need a spot to entertain.
Yeah,
Can we go 30 minutes without saying the word entertain, please? Because it drives me cuckoo.
You don't want that.
I hate the word entertain. Like, I don't know.
Are you saying you hate your wife? Is that what I'm hearing right here? I mean, seems a long.
No, I hate the shows when they say entertain.
Entertain. All right. Got that one.
I will say that iced coffee, extremely overrated.
Well, coffee overall, if you join the Brotherhood over
here,
coffee is the most overrated product on planet Earth. You all have fallen under some spell. I don't know what the spell is. It doesn't taste good. It doesn't smell good. And I'd love to be making money off it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do the iced coffee. A friend of mine who he and his wife came up for the show yesterday, and they were like, I got to have iced coffee. I can't do it. I will say one thing that is underrated is a good pun.
A good pun,
because, you know, as we, you know, we do, you know, home of the Twins here in A30WCCO, we get the Twins pregame notes.
Yeah.
And most of the time I do Final Pitch with Lake, so I open up the notes and I try
Oh, they're good at it.
They're good at it.
They can be creative in different ways.
They can't. And what they did is the last 2 days, it's been nothing but Foo Fighter references. And I was like,
sure.
Kudos, Mitch. Yeah. Kudos to the entire Twins PR staff for getting some nice Foo Fighters references in there. So to me, underrated, a good pun.
Excellent. Among the texts, words, I have a friend who cringes over the word cluster. Somebody says the F word. Well,
let's just say
the two of us, I don't know how much Tubbsy swears, but the two of us will use the F word frequently.
Frequently.
And I know there are places you should not use it. Yeah. I get it. By the way, I've never for 1 second believed this shows someone's lack of intelligence. Get out of here. That's way too sanctimonious for me. I think it's the most versatile word on the planet, the F word.
Too.
You can use it.
Noun, verb.
Friendly.
Unfriendly.
Angry. You know, lots of places. Diarrhea.
Okay. Oh, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
That makes you get a cringe. No one likes to say it. If you're sick and you have an upset stomach, I spent the night in the bathroom. You don't like to say, I had diarrhea.
More, the word awesome drives me nuts.
Oh, yeah.
My cringe words, Monday morning meeting.
That's cute.
Yeah. I cringe every time you say, get out of here. Well,
sorry.
I'm going to keep saying it. Epic. Is.
That's like.
No way. Chris, do these folks just want to say one word real quick? Is that what they got? Okay, let's just go real quick here. Go fast. Line one, Donald Trump, go ahead. You're on the air. What's your word, Donald? Donald, go ahead.
My word is unprecedented. Somebody says that I want to push them in the face.
What? Wow.
You know what is unprecedented? That you just were called Donald Trump. Thank you. Let's now go to line two. Kamala Harris. Kamala, thanks for calling in. What do you have for us?
I don't think they get it.
Hello?
Kamala, go ahead. You're on WCC. What's your word, Kamala?
What's your word?
Let's go. Once, twice. Three times. Go on. Kamala is gone.
I think you threw people off.
Ron, are you there?
I think you
Kamala.
Threw people off.
No, too late. Too late. It's not that too late. Gone. You're gone. You're gone. Come on. Get the bit. Goiter.
Oh, that is such a good one.
The cringe word. I'm reading more of your text.
Goiter.
Penetrate.
That's another one.
The C word.
Yeah, for a lot of folks.
Regurgitate.
Okay.
Carbuncle. Sliders. Yes, all good. Yeah. Okay, let me go fairly quick.
Yeah, quick. Come on.
The number of people, let me go Carter, okay? The number of people who believe that we have fake individuals. So over the weekend, Joe is off, I think, to Camp David, right? Goes to Camp David. I mean, he's only got so many more times to go to Camp David, he might as well milk it.
Sure.
So he's walking out there, and he's walking out there with the sister, Valerie, okay? And Hunter was with him, I think. And it's everywhere on Twitter. This isn't Joe Biden, not Joe Biden.
Oh.
He's 8 feet taller because they're assuming Jill is the same height. So, again, we were reviewing this. We now have people suggesting there are fake Joe Bidens.
Yeah.
There are fake Melanias.
Okay.
A fake Saddam Hussein.
All right.
Who else is in that category? We've had fake individuals. By the way, I think there were legitimately fake Saddams. Like Saddam made people go to events. I don't think they had a choice. I don't think you could be the fake Saddam and say to the real Saddam, nah, I'm not going. You know what happened to you? Boom. You were gone. We don't have a fake Melania and we don't have a fake Joe Biden. But man.
How about Elvis Presley?
Well, that I think that's a separate category. Elvis and Tupac and others, they weren't killed. They're still living with us.
Right.
That people believe that. That's
Biggie,
Sid Biggie. That's a separate category, but also a good one. Okay, golf. We had, at Horse Breath, our member tournament.
Fun.
Okay? So you play golf with a friend of yours.
And I should say la-dee-da.
Yeah, la-dee-da. But you have to play with a fellow member, and it's a quota system. Okay, you have to get to your quota of off your handicap. You have to get to certain points. It's not just, you know, where you are in relation to par. It's you get certain points for a par, birdie, eagle, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I was a clown show the front nine Friday. I was much better the back nine, and I was slightly below average Saturday. Robbie was about the same as me on Friday, and then second round was maybe a little better than me. This is my guy, Rob Berkel, my longtime partner. He is the real mayor of Pequot Lakes. Okay, I don't know who, though. Pseudo mayor of Pequot Lakes is, but my boy Rob Berkland knows everyone in Pequot Lakes. He's a part of the real estate business up there. We get to the seventh hole. We're not going to make the shootout. Okay, if you get to the last six out of 60 groups or whatever it is, we're not going to make it. Seventh hole at Windsong, 139 yards. Bounce in the hole. Hole in one for my boy, the real mayor of Pequot Lakes, Rob Berkland. Guys, was a college golfer, very good player, first hole in one ever.
Dang, that's
first
marvelous.
First hole in one ever.
Have you gotten a hole in one?
Yeah, a couple, but been a while. And right now, I'm just trying to find the club face. That's my goal. Okay? That's my goal.
Okay.
We're at O'Donovan's. We're pregaming last night.
Yep.
And we have the Olympics on in the background. And here's how Tom Cruise is laughing, Susie and Chris. I mean, the hands are going so wide. I mean, the hands are going like his wingspan. I mean, who claps like 5 feet apart?
And was he faking? I mean, I don't know. He looked kind of robotic.
He looks a little
That's
different.
That's not the
but
Tom.
Tubbsy, you don't put your hands tight and fit.
Yeah,
let's go.
Like this.
Yeah, I mean.
Is it worse to have an over-exaggerated, like, skull?
It
like,
was borderline.
Or the gator thing, or is it better to have, like, the polite? Or the flimsy, flat, like the old Brett Favre, what dead fish thing that he had.
Well, I hate the dead fish handshakes, Susie.
Yeah. Oh.
But I mean, it was school like Cruise. Come on, do we have to teach Tom?
I think
how to clap.
He looks good, though. Let me tell you that.
I went and played the recently retired Randy Shaver in a little pickleball the other day.
Oh, fun!
Went to a place in Maple Grove. Very fun. Pints and Paddle. Pints and Paddle. Met the owners, really nice people. So if you want to play pickleball, they got courts up there. They got beer. They got food.
Yeah.
Place for the kids. Very fun.
Well, Pint and Paddle, you'd have to have.
Oh, yeah. You got it. You got to have
it. You got to have the beer.
I went to Pink Ivy in Hopkins. That's, outstanding restaurant.
That sounds like a Pink Ivy. Doesn't it sound like maybe you'd Get a special room somewhere. And...
Okay, clean it up here. I knew that's where you were going.
I was
going
to say, Bob Costas is the Olympics. It's his favorite.
Very fine, upstanding restaurant. Hopkins, underrated, by the way.
Hopkins is underrated.
And then I was off my game the whole day yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I didn't take my sleep meds Saturday. I have to every once in a while. So I didn't sleep well. I was even so off my game, I tried ketchup on fries again.
Oh, no. Pulling out all the stops.
The humanity.
that probably gave me the migraine. So all of a sudden, I feel in my pocket. I've brought one cheaters. So I got those. And I brought two sunglasses. So all of a sudden, I realize I'm at OD's and I've got the cheaters, and I've got two sunglasses. Did anybody else bring three pairs of glasses? Maybe the glasses caused my migraine yesterday.
When did you start to get your migraine yesterday?
With about seven songs left of Foo Fighters. I get this aura, and I knew it was coming. I was hoping it would go away. It didn't go away. I had to walk to my car. I still have the aura, so I'm in my car in the ramp, and I'm not going to drive with it. I'm not going to put myself in jeopardy. I'm absolutely positively not going to put anybody else in jeopardy. And then the headache starts. And I thought if it gets really bad, well, Kathleen lives closer to me. I'll just crash there. But I made it home. And
oh, man.
No fun. I don't wish migraines anyway.
Did you take your medicine then when you got home?
I need to call our friend, Dr. Sheldon. And I thought these advantaged, but now I've had four or five of them this summer. So
yeah.
They're back. I might have to get back on the Imitrex.
Yeah.
No fun.
Well, Lisa uses that. So, listen, I'm glad you're feeling better today because we love you and we miss you when you're not here.
Oh, very kind. I love you too, Susie. Now go get us a treat.
Okay.
Go get us a treat.
Woman.
Yeah, woman.
Woman, I told you I'm not going to
I told you, woman. Randy Moss. CCO Moments is a part of the conversation next. Hey, on WCCO, What an Irony.